Now, what is the significance of the announcement by the technology giant Apple that it plans to invest more than $500 billion in the United States over the next 4 years? It will start with a new advanced manufacturing factory in Texas. It said it expected to create 20,000 new jobs over that time, the vast majority in research and development, software and artificial intelligence. It will also expand its operations in North Carolina, Iowa, Oregon, Arizona and Nevada. The announcement comes days after the boss of Apple, Tim Cook, met with President Donald Trump, who has made increased corporate investment in the US a priority for his term in government. We're joined now by Adrian Weckler, technology editor with the Irish Independent. And Adrian, the first question has to be, what impact will this have on the 6,000 people who work for Apple here?
Well, it doesn't immediately threaten jobs in Cork, even though Cork has Apple's only Mac computer assembly line outside the US, because the same thing happened during Donald Trump's first term with Apple computers. There was a threat of tariffs, and Apple made an announcement that it was going to make a certain type of Apple computer in the US, even though those plans had already been there since 2013. And you're seeing a very similar thing now. Of that $500 billion and those extra workers, most of that investment has already been previously announced. There is some new investment there, an extra 1,000 jobs a year in the States, an extra $30 billion a year, as well as that new AI server and factory in Texas. And the Trump administration is very, very gung-ho on AI. So this is, it's a clear pitch to the Trump administration, basically to try and give Apple an exemption, particularly from those 10% China tariffs that could really badly hit the company, which in turn, by the way, would hit us here in Ireland, because almost all of Apple's products are actually made in China. So for in the short term, there isn't a threat to the jobs in Cork. In the medium to long term, if Apple's ploy doesn't work, there could be, but there's probably more serious imminent clouds for the multinational tech sector and pharmaceutical sector from other proposed tariffs.
The worry has always been when Trump talks about tariffs and imposes tariffs and all of that, that the direct jobs here may not be affected, but expansion plans might be affected. Could that happen with regard to Apple?
I mean, it could do. So Apple is Cork's biggest private employer, 6,000 jobs. Over the last 10, 15 years, gradually and iteratively, it has been expanding those jobs. Every couple of years, it typically adds a couple of hundred jobs. Now, there is a chance that whether there were plans to expand, because they have been building physically new buildings down there in Cork in the last year, one new building that's just come on stream there. You wouldn't bet that they would be adding significantly more jobs there during this Trump administration term. But I suppose a key thing to understand is what Apple does in Cork, it's very difficult to replicate outside Ireland or outside the EU, because Apple needs to be in the EU essentially to sell in the EU. And that's effectively what Apple's Cork base does.
Adrian, thank you very much. Adrian Weckler, technology editor with the Irish Independent.